This is CNN.
Radio.
A couple years ago, Peggy Casey lost her dad.
I miss him. He's been gone for 3 years, and I really miss him. You know, you think about, oh, I'll ask Daddy. And you can't call him anymore, but at least I've got Mom.
My husband died. We had been fortunate to keep our own house and live there together, and he was 92 when he died.
That's Marguerite Stentz. She's Peggy's mother. And after George Stentz died, Marguerite was left alone in the house they'd once shared. Now, Peggy, she wanted her mother to move, and she thought she'd found just the place. It was an apartment in an assisted living home.
It was about 4 floors. It was very fancy. So my idea was, I'll pluck her out of that house that has all these problems, and I'll put her down this gorgeous place and full of luxury. And of course, she didn't see it that way at all.
I would have hated it. I would have had my own little apartment upstairs. I'm not a people person. And it would have been unbearable.
When we came out and she sat and started crying, I thought, okay, this you blew this. This is not going to work.
And she said, you can come live with me, Mama. Bless her. So she saved me that.
So just like that, Marguerite moved from North Carolina down to suburban Atlanta. She now shares a split-level home with her daughter, Peggy, Peggy's husband, and their 30-year-old son. 3 generations under one roof. But this family story is far from unique.
What we're seeing is a new assisted living plan, basically. I'm Sally Abrams, and I'm a regular contributor to the AARP Bulletin.
Abrams writes about aging and baby boomers, and recently she explored the rise in multi-generational housing. Basically, that means folks living like Peggy and her mom do, 3 or more generations together in one home.
Between 2007 and 2009, there was a 10.5% increase in multi-gen households. That is huge.
In fact, according to the Pew Center, some 16% of Americans now live like this.
It's a way to save money because pooled finances go further. It brings families together. People are helping one another with elder care and children. You're building close relationships, and it's a great way to avoid isolation in old age.
Now, for some families like Peggy's, the situation comes about as a choice. They have the money, they have the space, but for others, it's not so much the case. Maybe they don't have the money, so they have to all live together, and it's a cramped space. But even in the best circumstances, putting old and young in the same house can lead to conflict.
And of course, there's privacy or lack of. Also, different parenting styles, not having time for yourself, and who pays for what, and who's going to pay the bills, and cooking and food and overnight guests.
All right, you get the point. Putting multiple adults in one house has the potential to get unpleasant. To avoid that, Abrams advises getting all those little mundane details sorted out well in advance of moving in together. And that brings us back to the split-level home in Georgia.
It just seemed like a perfect setup. You know, it's big enough that she has a sleeping area and a living room area and a little eating area, and she has a private bathroom and a huge closet, so it just made perfect sense.
They make me very comfortable. I don't feel constrained. I have a lovely place and I enjoy it.
But it hasn't all been perfect. They've had to make some adjustments. Marguerite, for example, she wanted much of her own furniture so she'd feel more at home. And Peggy, she didn't cook much before her mother moved back in. But now, most every night, she prepares dinner for her family.
She can't go up and down steps, and that's what makes this whole thing work. If she could get in the kitchen with me, we would be at each other's throats. This would never have worked. She would be saying things like, I didn't teach you to do it that way, no matter what I was doing. Because she used to do that. I would peel a potato, and she thought I was taking off too much of the potato. Well, I didn't teach you to do it that way. And that was so frustrating. But now I told her, I said, this is great. You can't get up there. You can't make any comments. You know, you can't look in my refrigerator and say, why are you letting that spoil? So that's what makes it work. two women cannot share a kitchen. I just don't think it's possible.
So they don't share the kitchen, but they do share their meals downstairs together. And in this way, the space really helps the family work. And also, they listen to each other. They laugh and they enjoy what they've got.
I'm just really glad she's here. And we do laugh a lot and joke a lot. And if she feels down, I come in here and I joke around with her a while until I get her to laugh. And we feel better. So
life wouldn't be much without fun. Humor of any kind. It doesn't hurt.
And that's one of those intangible benefits of having several generations living together. The opportunity to collect those little nuggets of wisdom and wit at any time of the day. Emma Lacey Bordeaux, CNN.